Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
And you got the other guy doing his thing today, Mr. James. Yes, sir.
And his first All-Star appearance, LeBron James!
When I started playing the game, I was like, I hope I get an opportunity to play on that floor during All-Star weekend. And for me to be here around the guys that you just love, I'm just very humbled, very blessed.
We have the world's best.
There's no stage like this stage. This is it.
It's showtime.
We're here live in the flesh, baby.
How about that? That's an All-Star rolls it down. Oh, it's going to look so magic. Puts up a three-pointer.
The major attraction.
This is it. Mano a mano. The best of the best. And everybody's watching.
What a show.
It's time to go, baby.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by GoDaddy.
Ooh, Indianapolis, it is a basketball town, and this weekend they are the center of the NBA world. I mean, take a look at this. Even the airport is decked out. That is a full-sized basketball court in the middle of the concourse, and we are coming at you live from Lucas Oil Stadium, home of the Indianapolis Colts. Tonight's All-Star festivities, what you're looking at right there, that's when the NBA will unveil a brand new LED court. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by GoDaddy, alongside our senior writer, Adrian Wojnarowski, Kendrick Perkins, and look who is with us today,
CJ.
Pelicans guard, ESPN analyst, CJ McCollum is in the house. This is how you know it is going to be a big show, my friends. Before we get into the inaugural All-Star weekend in Indianapolis, the first since 1985, we've got to show you what went down in the final night of the first half of the NBA season. Specifically, we need to get into Klay Thompson, who was in Salt Lake City, the site of last year's All-Star weekend. Kendrick Perkins, this is how it went down. Klay Thompson, he came off the bench for the first time since March 11th, 2012. First quarter here, Klay Thompson takes a little catch and shoot three, makes it.
His mama called him Klay, I'ma call him Klay. And look, this was motivation for Klay Thompson, right? And good motivation, right? Coming in off the bench, not hanging his head, showing true professionalism and getting buckets. We all know Klay was destined for one of these moments, yeah. But the fact that he put his mind right and came out and was lighting Utah up last night was a beautiful thing to see.
He had 10 points in the first quarter, and then he had 17 in the first half. He just kept it going into the third, too. Klay Thompson, another pull-up three here. Then Klay, got another one, Perk.
Absolutely. And look, all types of action, using the pick and roll, the pump fake. Look at Klay flexing right there. Good for him.
35 points through three quarters for Klay, but this one would come down to the wire. 10 seconds to go here. Lauri Markkanen from the corner. That one, no good. John Collins. Watch him here. He's able to secure the rebound, but then where's he going? He throws it into the fifth row.
I started ducking.
Well, you know the Golden State Warriors, they played in some close games this season, so everyone was sort of on the edge of their seat in this one. But Utah had one final chance to send it to overtime, couldn't quite get it to go. That would be the end of this one. Klay Thompson has a season high off the bench. Here's what he had to say about that after the game.
You can do two things. You can pout, or you can go out there and respond, and I thought I did the latter very well tonight. I mean, I deserved it, really. I didn't respond to the not playing at the end of the game well last night. I kind of took it out on the assistant coaches, and I apologized to those guys before the game, and I think that really let my guard down and let me just be myself out there.
It's been a tricky season for him and for us. There's a lot of transition happening. Some of our younger guys are coming on. It's not as easy to do, you know, what Klay did 5-6 years ago for him. I think this could be a good balance to get the best out of Klay and to get the best out of our team.
So Clay played in his first game as a reserve in nearly 12 years, but he more than made up for that, right? His 35 points against the Jazz, it was a season high for Clay. It was also the most points he scored in any game off the bench, because before last night, he'd never even reached the 20-point mark as a reserve. So there's been so much made, CJ, about the two timelines, right, of Golden State. Yeah. Now you're seeing Brandon Podziemski get the start. You're seeing Jonathan Kuminga get the start over Klay Thompson. What was your reaction to seeing this?
I was very surprised to see him coming off the bench, especially considering the timing of it. With All-Star break coming up, we're about to get essentially a week off from basketball where you're able to relax your mind, get away from the game, see family, play with your dog, do all the things that make you happy before you go into this 26-game sprint. So the timing was very interesting, and I think what was a pleasant surprise was how he responded to it.
Yeah.
Being a professional, having not come off the bench since 2012, being a Hall of Famer, a guy with multiple rings, a guy who's been a part of a dynasty, to accept that and to not pout and whine about it, although I'm sure he wasn't happy, he went out and responded with 35 points. I think this is a lesson for a lot of young players in the league, but I think it was also maybe a little bit of manipulation by the Warriors to kind of see where he was at and to see how he would respond. And maybe this is something that continues to go on in the future. Maybe it's not. But I was definitely surprised that they decided to do that right before the All-Star break.
It's not one other player in the league that's had to deal with Klay Thompson had to deal with over the last 3 years. The emotional roller coaster, right? The ride, the injuries, coming back, trying to find his rhythm. All of a sudden, not really getting his rhythm, not being the Klay of old, having to deal with being benched in the fourth quarter. And then you look at it last night, his first time coming off the bench since 2012. And when I think about Klay, I think about Steph and I think about Draymond Green. Right, this is when Klay needs them the most. This is when they have to elevate their leadership. Because you know why? You see this right here? No matter how old you get, right, if you're a veteran, you always need a shoulder to lean on, right?
And so well, I feel like. What's the analogy you're trying to make?
You're saying I'm really old.
No, Woj, you're my big brother. But what I'm saying is, no matter if Clay's a vet and he's a true professional, right? Like, this is the time for Steph and Klay to be, Steph and Draymond to be in his life, basketball life, even more, because they're going to need him down the line.
CJ mentioned the idea of benching a player right before the All-Star break, where he has a week to ruminate about this, to think about this. And I think if he had not played well last night, there's no question that might be how he's feeling. But I was told the fact that he played so well, that he felt like he got back on track, that was the sense he was leaving for All-Star break with, not necessarily the idea that they're now bringing him off the bench and they'll probably continue to. He wants to play well. He wants to get this team back on track. And that starts with Klay Thompson. They need him to play well. He did last night, and I think for him, I think he'll live with this role and an opportunity to see if this is a way to jumpstart his season.
Right, because we've seen Klay Thompson have sticky starts to his season, especially struggling to shoot a little bit before, and he always kind of gets himself out of it. The questions just started to linger a little bit longer this year as we continue to see those lows pile on. Perk, if he doesn't, he already wasn't closing many games, and we saw when he did the other night when he committed that costly foul against the Clippers, and we saw the frustration from Steve Kerr on that one. So he wasn't closing in several games for the Golden State Warriors. Now he's not starting. It's not necessarily that this is going to be a forever move, but if he's not starting and not closing, what are you thinking about that?
Well, I think it's all about Klay finding his rhythm.
Yep.
And I thought this was a great strategic move by Steve Kerr and his coaching staff in saying, okay, look, we're trying to get you going. Right now, we're going to run the offense through Steph Curry, and our second option is Jonathan Kuminga. So how can we get Klay going?
Yeah.
Let's bring him in off the bench. Let's run him in some, you know, screen and roll action. Let's get his confidence going.
Right.
And like Steve Kerr said, though, he said in many interviews, Klay will have his moments where he actually closed games for us. And I believe him on that. I just feel like he, right now, they just need to stay focused on building his confidence.
Right, and potentially this is the first step in that. Before we move on, Woj, just I'm sure that as he doesn't have a long-term commitment right now in place with Golden State, moving to the bench, his role changing a little bit, that certainly brings that back into question. What more can you tell us?
My sense for Klay Thompson, when he gets into free agency, his focus on where he plays next, whether that's re-upping in Golden State or going elsewhere, is more than more perhaps than the money is what's the best basketball fit? Where does he feel needed? Where does he feel there's opportunity? Now, money always plays into this, but listen, he had an extension on the table earlier in the season in Golden State that I think he thought he could outperform this season. There are teams who positionally, you know, want players like Klay Thompson, veteran, you know, two-way shooting guards who are going to have cap space. So he'll have some options this summer, but so much of this is going to, I think, come down to certainly those relationships in Golden State, this group that has been together. Can they keep this together, and can they keep us together at a significant discount perhaps for some of this group? But I think for Klay Thompson, the better he plays now, the more options he's going to open up for himself in the offseason.
And you have to imagine, I mean, this is kind of what we were talking about before the show. Klay's made a lot of money in his career. It could come down to what does he really want, CJ?
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to how he wants to be remembered. Does he want to be a lifelong Golden State Warrior? And that's a question that he's going to have to ask himself. Obviously, the contract situation, his role, the mental frustration and the battles that he's gone through throughout the season, the ebbs and flows of performance are going to play a factor. But there's still a lot of basketball to be played, 26 games left. They can position themselves to either make the playoffs or make a run in the play-in. I think how the end of the season goes will dictate his mentality and his mindset. And if they leave too sour of a taste in his mouth, you could see him leaving to opt out for maybe somewhere where he feels he can be better utilized, better fit, and a fresh start. I'm not saying that he should do that. I'm saying that he has to figure out what he wants most, because he's a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest basketball players, one of the greatest shooters to ever touch a basketball. And he could retire tomorrow and be happy, but I think that he has a lot of basketball that left that he wants to prove to himself and to others.
Well, and right now it's the All-Star break, so everyone can just take a little bit of an exhale on all this. The Golden State Warriors can take a little bit of a break, except for the ones who are showing up here in Indianapolis. We have a lot to get to on our show live from All-Star Weekend. Coming up, we've heard Giannis call out his team before, but last night it really was an all-timer what the Bucks star said and why his teammates better pay attention. And Victor Wembanyama has certainly lived up to the hype early in his NBA career. So what does he think is his most impressive moment to date? Hey, Perk, don't worry. He's going to tell us right here on NBA Today. Plus, CJ, he gets to watch Zion Williamson play every day. So what is the ceiling for the still young Pelicans star? Keep it here. Find out. You're watching NBA Today live from Indianapolis.
I'm Ms. Victor.
Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by GoDaddy. Tools and support for every small business first.
Welcome back to NBA Today, live from All-Star Weekend, here with Perk, with Woj, with CJ McCollum. And Perk, earlier this week, what did you call the Milwaukee Bucks? You called them
pretenders.
You called them pretenders. And so yeah. I'm guessing that last night didn't do anything to change your mind.
It just stamped my point again.
Oh, it stamped your point again. All right, let's show you exactly what we're talking about. Because the Memphis Grizzlies, they are depleted. Giannis is entering Thursday averaging just under 31 points a game on 61% shooting going into the All-Star break. But this was closer than you'd expect, particularly against Memphis. down the stretch, your perk.
It was, but this is the prime example why you have to respect your opponent. Those guys, G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams, they lace up their shoes just like anyone else. So, you know, you walk in with that cocky, arrogant attitude, and guess what ended up happening? This. Fire! Free ball. Ushamon.
G.G. Jackson knocks one down in the corner. So this one went back and forth, CJ. Grizzlies back in front here. And the Grizzlies fans starting to get back excited
but
about this.
But how are you giving that up at that point of the time, at that point of the game? How are you giving up a lot? It's just, that's the Bucks.
But the Milwaukee Bucks giving themselves a chance here as Malik Beasley hits that shot. But watch here. Damian Lillard tries to hold on to the ball. Can't quite. Back and forth it goes. Dame somehow secures it back. Tosses it up. We've seen him make that shot before. Can't quite get it to fall. Let's take a listen to a frustrated Doc Rivers after the
guy
game.
Guy drives. We have to help. Leads to a three. We come back in this on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Kabul.
So after the game, Giannis didn't hold back talking to Eric Name, saying in part, there's so many things that we have to do in order for us to be better, and it starts with we have to want it. Like, enough with the talking, enough with the our stuff don't stink mentality. Do we really want it? Are we putting in the work? Guys are tired. That's an excuse. New coach, excuse. New system, excuse. New defense, excuse. All of it, it's an excuse. We are not on the track of what we are trying to do. And I feel like the team feels it. The team feels it, and I feel it. Whew. All right, so Giannis really not holding back and all that. Perk, what do you make of his postgame comments?
Well, what's Giannis' excuse? Because at the end of the day, we know that he's going to be a guy that's going to go out there and give you 30. We know that he's going to be in the MVP conversation. But Giannis is also a player that every single season for the last four seasons has not only won Defensive Player of the Year, but has been in the conversation. Do you know since November, he's averaging less than a block a game? Giannis Antetokounmpo, the most dominant player in the game today, is averaging since November less than one block a game. That's unacceptable. So it starts with him. When I think of Giannis and I think of Anthony Davis, I think of two of the most, you know, dominant bigs defensively that could guard the perimeter and protect the basket. He hasn't done it. So before you start calling out everybody else, right, you got to make sure that you hold yourself accountable and do what you need to do and lead by example.
I think historically the best leaders in sports start with themselves first, like looking from within. How can I be better? Obviously, he's playing at an incredibly high level. He's efficient. He's effective around the basket. He's shooting about 30% from three. He's getting to the free throw line, but it's like, what can I do? How can I win within the margins to help this team? So I think that's the mentality you have to take. Obviously, the pairing of him and Dame has to be better. The way they play off of each other has to be better.
You're positioned to know this.
Exactly, right? They have to be able to play off each other better. And I think for Doc, it's about figuring out the rotation, figuring out substitution patterns to figure out how to allow them to be their best selves in terms of usage, in terms of pick and rolls, in terms of where they're scoring out in the court. I think all those things are going to be important for their success. And then the last part is chemistry and cohesiveness. They have championship aspirations, right? They want to win a championship badly. But the things you have to do in order to win a championship are done behind closed doors. The dinners, right? Walking through plays together, walking through spacing together, and then beating teams like the Memphis Grizzlies, who are very injured, are part of that process. And I think right now, this break is coming at the perfect time for them.
It is hard to win in the NBA with instability. And this is a team that went from Mike Budenholzer to Adrian Griffin to Doc Rivers in almost a historically short window.
Yeah.
And it is hard to just think that all of a sudden Doc Rivers was going to walk in with no practice time, with no training camp, with somebody else's staff and running his own guys in who weren't in the league this year, who had been with it previously. And all of a sudden, you're just going to start getting back on another run in Milwaukee. And that is so much of their situation. And structurally, we could talk about, for everything that was put on Adrian Griffin, about how bad they were defensively, this team was going to be worse defensively. They were built to be worse defensively. And so I think you've seen it kind of go up and tick off defensively since Doc Rivers has come in. But offensively, they've dipped again. And CJ said it. So much of this is around the Giannis-Dame dynamic. because until those two are really connected,
yeah,
the rest of it is not going to follow in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but they still have their core.
I mean, Brooke is older. Chris is older and more injured. Dame and Giannis. I spoke with Dame before, and I don't mean to cut you off, Perk. I'm very curious your thoughts on this. I spoke to Dame before the return game back to Portland, where you and Damian Lillard shared the floor for 8 seasons together. And I asked him about playing with Giannis, and he said that if he could have picked anybody in the league that he felt like his skill set best complemented, it would have been Giannis Antetokounmpo. So even he was a little bit surprised that they haven't gelled together as quickly as he imagined.
But look over the last week, the last 3 games.
Okay.
You cannot have an impressive win against the defending champs,
yeah, that was
and
impressive,
then get stomped out the next night by the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler, and then all of a sudden going to Memphis and catch a spanking with a Louis belt. That's not how it goes. And so when I'm looking at it right now, yes, okay, they missed Jrue Holiday. We get that. But Bobby Portis was there when they won the championship. Brooke Lopez was there when they won the championship. Giannis Antetokounmpo was there when they won the championship. And Chris Middleton. We're not talking about young guys. We're talking about seasoned vets that knows what it takes to get it done. Like Doc Rivers, yes, he has to come in with Dave Yeager and impose their will on the coaching, right, in their system. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't be that damn hard when you're talking about Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo getting it done in the two-man game. And Giannis is going to have to sacrifice a little bit more. And I've been saying this. At some point, Doc is going to have to take a page out of Darvin Ham's book and put Giannis at the center position like he's doing Anthony Davis and demand that he plays that role.
Oh, and, you know, we have seen many teams maybe have to at least one eye on everything that's happening in Milwaukee, just wondering if there could be any dominoes that fall in the future. There still is plenty of time for Milwaukee to figure this out, but it's another team, and it's like, okay, All-Star break. It's a good thing we're here. Woj, before we go to break, since we're in the Eastern Conference and Perk mentioned the Miami Heat, you have some news out of the buyout market.
Yeah, Delon Wright, Washington's guard, has agreed to a contract buyout with the Wizards, and that's going to clear the way, I'm told, by his agent Greg Lawrence, for him to go to the Miami Heat. So this brings in, you know, another veteran rotational player for the Heat. They've had some injuries in that backcourt, and now Delon Wright joins them. He's eligible to be on their playoff roster.
Never count out the Miami Heat. This is something we know.
Never count out Woj breaking news.
I know, literally live on television. All right, Giannis may be one of the best basketball players in the world. The Miami Heat have proven that you can never count them out. But you know who I am truly never counting out? Is Caitlin Clark, potentially the biggest star right now in the Midwest. Clark entered last night just 8 points away from breaking Kelsey Plum's scoring record, and she got there in no time at all. She scored the first 8 points, capped off by this logo 3. She was far from done, CJ. She poured in a school record 49 points. I mean, what?
She's the truth. She's the truth, honestly. I look at the skill set. I look at the elite conditioning, the ability to shoot off the bounce with range, get to the cup. To score 49 points is really impressive. But then to be able to get assists, keep your teammates involved, allow them to take part in your success, just kind of shows her greatness.
Indiana's WNBA team, who has the number 1 pick of the draft, they may need to move these games over to the Dome for the crowds they're going to have for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Well, because Clark has the Division 1 women's record and is about 3 games shy of reaching the overall Division 1 record that's held by Pistol Pete. And from there, Clark can set the all-time collegiate record by passing Hall of Famers Pearl Moore and Lynette Woodard, who played in an era prior to the NCAA recognizing women's sports. So this is talking about greatness here. Across gender lines, this is greatness and this is history. Coming up on NBA Today, among the many things that Victor Wembanyama has done, he's already given himself a little nickname, Perk. Can you guess what it is? He's going to tell us coming up here on NBA Today. And are the numbers Wemby has been putting up enough to lock in Rookie of the Year? Well, Chet Holmgren, we speak with him as well in a matter of minutes. Plus, is Zion the Pelicans factor that will make or break their postseason push? It's a good thing we have CJ McCollum here to talk about it. There's no one better. You're watching NBA Today live from Indianapolis.
I know you're going to tell the truth.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by GoDaddy.
Victor Wembanyama came into the league as perhaps the most highly touted prospect ever. And the start to his rookie season, it's surely lived up to the billing, leading all rookies in points, in rebounds, in blocks, and triple-doubles. Now, Victor is playing in the Rising Stars game tonight here at NBA All-Star Weekend, and I spoke with him just a few hours ago. We have so much fun sitting and watching you.
I hope.
The other game, you had 10 blocks against the Toronto Raptors. Do you have a favorite moment of your career so far?
Yeah. I mean, the first triple-double was pretty nice, you know. But I've had plenty, honestly. This is why it's a good season, you know.
Looked like you were hunting that 10th block. It was like you were waiting for it. You were tracking it. Is that what was happening?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Like, I mean, but this is why I got to be all the time, you know. Tracking, being like a shark. The Spurs is we call it the Batman. I'm trying to be the Batman. It's like covering everybody's back, you know.
The Batman.
Yeah, the Batman, like Batman.
Like Batman, like da na 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 na.
Exactly, like pointy ears
and everything.
Deep voice. Yeah.
When was the last time? It feels like every time we see you on the basketball floor, there's something that we've never seen before. But when was the last time you surprised yourself?
Last time I surprised myself, I would say it's, you know, when on the Sham God I did. So I've been working on it, but I was surprised that I could apply it in game and recognize the situation so quick. Cause I had no hesitation.
Did you watch back the highlight?
Yeah, of course.
And you looked back and you said, all right, I'm pretty good.
Actually, what I said was, yeah, I should have dunked that. I was trying to, but the momentum was a little bit high.
Let's talk about your 3-point shooting, because over your last 14 games, you're shooting near 40% from three. Is that something you've put a specific effort on? Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the aspects I want to get better, of course. I think what's changed is the shot selection and also the rhythm in my shots. Because what's hard for me and what's been hard, you know, long arms, long segments, you know, if I catch the ball and I'm standing up and I'm not ready, you know, I won't make the shot. Like, I need momentum, and if I'm not, so this is why I'm pretty good when I'm dribbling the ball, you know, pull up threes. But if I get to create my momentum myself by being legs bent and ready to shoot, you know, in rhythm.
When you came into the league, you were talked about as the best prospect in NBA history. Is that something you want to be called? Is that something that you think about?
Yes and no, because it's a prospect. What's a prospect? It's not really something. It's something that's about to become real, you know. So it's not like a contest, like a winning a championship or something. Being the first overall pick was an achievement, and I'm glad, you know, nobody's going to take that away from me. It's on my resume now. But being the best prospect is not really a thing. So it doesn't matter really. I'm trying to be the best in the league now, not in the imaginary of people. I have the potential to be the best, so I want to fulfill it.
What single player do you face now that you've faced some of the greats that brings the best out of you? You get this opponent and you're like, yeah, I know I'm raising my game.
I mean, Kevin Durant, you know, playing against him was, I did feel special. And I mean, yeah, you can just see. I mean, he's been the player I've studied the most over the years, so it was just incredible to play against him.
Do you have a biggest rival yet?
I don't have any rival. There's always the guys who want to dunk on me and who want to destroy me, you know, on the opponent team. And this is what I like to emphasize in my head, you know, to make my survival instinct. I mean, I feel like I've got to feel threatened a little bit on the court to bring the best.
You told me that winning Rookie of the Year, it will come when you do the right things. Mm-hmm. You're focusing on doing the right things on the floor, and you just have this belief that you will be rewarded for that. Do you care about winning Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I do, because it's, like you said, it's, I'm convinced the best way for me to help my team reach the best heights is by being a good individual player, you know? Of course, it would be a byproduct of our team progress and also individual progress mm-hmm. throughout the year and growth. So it is something I care about.
You've come in with the face mask a couple different times this season. Is that going to be the signature look that we're going to start to see from you?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's just style, you know, but it might happen again. But I think every time I've worn a face mask, I went crazy. So might want to do it on special occasions.
Well, it's not just when he's wearing the face mask. Over the last 30 seasons, Victor is just one of four players to put up numbers like this. And the other three, they're all MVPs and Hall of Famers. But he's not alone in the race for Rookie of the Year. I also caught up with OKC's Chet Holmgren this morning to talk about the award.
Oh, you was everywhere.
How much would it mean to win Rookie of the Year to you?
You know, it'd mean a lot to me personally, just knowing, you know, how much work I've put into everything. Getting back healthy, getting back on the court.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be extremely cool for sure.
Two marquee rookies having great seasons. Victor has the advantage in all the major statistical categories, but Chet is headed to the playoffs almost certainly. The Thunder are the second seed in the West, so that was one of the things I wanted to know from Chet is, does winning matter in this award? And he says, yeah, you know what it is. Wembanyama is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, but there's a whole lot to consider here, Perk. Who do you have giving the edge here?
It's Victor. I mean, and winning does matter to a certain extent, but it's the personnel that's around you, right?
CJ's like, making a face.
I'm just saying, like, Victor had to deal with Sohan playing the point guard the first part of the season. Man, I mean, come on now, let's be real. But what he's doing right now on both ends of the floor, leading the league in block shots, I mean, he's doing it. He just had a damn triple-double with blocks. I'm not taking anything away from Chet Holmgren. But he has an MVP candidate on his team in SGA, another guy in Jalen Williams that could possibly win Rookie of the Year. Victor is doing this all by himself right now, and these numbers are just ridiculous.
All by himself.
See, he's got the memo of the show already. You've actually played against Victor. Like you're the one person that we have had, you know, as an analyst on the show who can speak from that perspective as well.
They're both special talents in their own right. Let's just start with that. Chet's an incredible player, playing on a really good team, utilized in a completely different manner, whereas he'd probably be able to put up 20 and 10 on a different type of team. So let's just start with that.
But different for type Victor, of team was a nice way to put
different
that.
Different type of team. But for Victor, you look at the skill set, the versatility, obviously the ability to shoot off the bounce, block shots, protect the rim, footwork. Him coming from Europe has, I think, given him a leg up on the competition in terms of ability to process basketball, understanding how to be a professional, how to take care of his body, all of those things. But I think the cool part about his game is that he hasn't really learned how to play the NBA game yet at a high level in terms of understanding angles, understanding the schedule, understanding referees, how they're going to call games, how he's going to be guarded. He's still learning the NBA game because he's played in Europe throughout his entire career. So I think the heights that he can reach are unlike anything we've probably ever seen. I think we talked about it as a team. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, he'll probably have multiples of both at some point. If he continues to grow at this level while staying healthy and putting together consecutive seasons of excellence, I don't see why that can't happen.
Who's your Rookie of the Year?
We know who the Rookie of the Year is. We all know. We both know.
And now we're going to continue saying, well, we can keep talking about Rookie of the Year, or we can get to CJ McCollum's Pelicans.
Yeah, let's get to the meat and potatoes.
A little bit, because what does Zion Williamson need to do to reclaim his all-star status next season? We're going to ask his teammate, CJ. That's next. Keep it here. You're watching NBA Today.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
NBA Today is presented by GoDaddy. Tools and support for every small business first.
Let's check in on the best in the West. We're heading into the All-Star break on a four-game winning streak. We're talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves, who had a 30-point lead in the first quarter. Round up beating the Trailblazers 128-91. That's tied for their largest road win in franchise history. Of course, Anthony Edwards, he scored 34 points to lead seven Wolves, who scored in double figures here. So, the Timberwolves, they've been in the NBA for 35 seasons. This is the first time they enter the All-Star break leading the Western Conference. That's pretty remarkable. They're led by Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns. The Wolves, they have multiple players selected to the All-Star game for the first time since 2018. So, CJ, you've matched up against every single team in the Western Conference. Has Minnesota been the best team that you have faced?
No. I think Minnesota's a great team. I think they play extremely well. Great home court advantage, a lot of young talent. But in terms of matchups for us, I don't feel like they've been the toughest team to match up against. I think we had more trouble with the Clippers. We had more trouble with the Suns. We had more trouble with Denver in terms of matchups and our lack of ability to execute throughout an entire game. But I think they're a really good team. I think a lot of teams respect them. A lot of players respect them and what they've been able to do from a body of work standpoint. But if I'm just answering your question, it's an obvious thing.
So you saying you won't smoke with them in the playoffs? That's what you're saying?
I'm saying there's not a lot of teams that want to play a healthy version of the New Orleans Pelicans, including them.
Oh, okay. Hey, look. That's what I like to hear. But listen, when it comes down to
Am I lying?
Huh?
Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. I was telling you this. I was on my LaToya Luck, and I'm torn between the two of saying whether or not you guys are my sleepers to come out of the West or the Minnesota Timberwolves.
How can a sleeper be the number one?
Yeah, but because no one believes in them, even Vegas.
Right?
They're not a favorite, but I do believe this, right? I do believe, from what they're showing us, that they arguably have one of the best starting fives in the game. When I think about they're the only team that has beaten every single contender out there. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks. They beat the Denver Nuggets. They beat the Boston Celtics. They done beat the Clippers. Matter of fact, they own the Clippers. So I'm looking at this young team led by Anthony Edwards. And you know the thing that sticks out to me the most is his leadership, right? And I said this before, CJ. Jimmy Butler couldn't pull what Anthony Edwards is pulling out of Karl-Anthony Towns right now on both ends of the floor. Donovan Mitchell couldn't pull what Anthony Edwards is pulling out of Rudy Gobert right now. They're the number one defensive team in the league. They're playing with a dog and killer mentality, and it's led by this young and upcoming superstar and Anthony Edwards that has an old soul. We don't see that a lot around the league.
Yeah, but I think Anthony Edwards would be the first person to say that it feels like Cat brings out the best in him. He brings out the best
That's
in Cat.
Leadership, though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to put the key in their bag.
It seems like everybody, it's everything is
I'm just
is
thinking about
right
the
now.
Conversations that we've had today in terms of leadership and bring out the best in your teammates. And
so are you ready to talk about bringing out the best in your teammates? Because
yeah,
that's
I'm
let's
ready.
Do it. I want to take a little bit look at the
transition.
Bigger picture. Thank you. I appreciate
transition.
That, CJ, of the Western Conference right now, because really there are six teams. When we take a look at the top here, the Celtics, they have a sizable lead for the top seed in the East. But the West, the top four teams, they're kind of bunched up. The Suns, your Pelicans, they have the same records in the 5 and 6 spots. The Suns right now hold the tiebreaker, but you played them a couple of more times. You guys won 7 of your last 8 games to get that tie with Phoenix for the 5th spot. That's despite Zion Williamson struggling a little bit at times, averaging career lows in points and rebounds. But how important is he, the growth you've seen from him in other ways? We were talking about this before. It really impressed me.
Yeah, I think you got to throw the stats out the window. For us in the beginning of the season, it was about health, it's about availability, and us figuring out how to play together consistently as a group. By group, I mean myself, Brandon Ingram, Z. We only played 10 games together last year as a team. So practices, chemistry, execution, spacing, understanding where guys like to ball it down the stretch of games, like all those things are important, but you have to play in games to see that. From a growth standpoint, what I like most about what I'm seeing from Z, B.I., and our team in general is the accountability we're able to have with each other. We're able to be more vocal. We're able to have those dinners, those hard conversations, the curse you out moments where you need to curse somebody out, and the moments where we're not calling you out, we're calling you up. I think that's a part of it. And the second part, as a father of two, now you see growth, you see maturity in Z, how he approaches the game, understanding the importance of life outside of basketball, understanding that this game is really important and you have mega star, mega superstar talent, but it's about how you approach the game, it's about the little habits, and we talked about stacking days. He's been stacking his days, getting his extra conditioning in, eating properly, sleeping properly. We talked about the importance of him being available later in the season. He's doing those things, and I say throw the stats out at the beginning because we were figuring out how to utilize this roster, how to utilize this team, and his usage was low. His usage is starting to pick up. His conditioning is getting better. We're winning games, and now he's ticking up at the right time in terms of body fat, in terms of conditioning, in terms of how he's being used, in terms of minutes. He's playing back-to-backs now, and I think the accountability is there. The understanding of his greatness is there and what he can do for not only himself, but for our team in the city of New Orleans.
But I think CJ, he has no choice, but because You're the true definition of a leader and a true professional. I'm watching the kid Murphy. He's in great shape. Jose, we know what he brings to the table. B.I. brings it every night. So if Zion don't follow the lead, he's going to poke out like a sore thumb. Here's my thing. I know how bad y'all want it for him, but how bad do Zion want it for Zion? And my thing is, like, does he care about being great? Does he care that Zion Williamson is not here in Indianapolis right now as an all-star? Like, do Zion Williamson care about this?
I think in past years, I wouldn't have been sure how to answer that on national television, but I think I can say with absolute certainty that his actions have demonstrated that he cares. His actions, the work, the consistency. I asked him what he was doing during the break. We talked about 5 games in 7 days that we have coming out of this back-to-back. And we talked about how we have a gap of 6 games in about 14 or 15 days. Shout out to the schedule gods. We're excited about that. But he said, I got treatment in the morning. I have a lift with my stepfather. I got some on-court work. And then I got my tee time schedule. You're talking about a guy that's locked in and understanding that you get your work in first, and then you figure out what's your version of healthy, happy play.
Yeah.
And for him, it's golf. For him, it's his way to get away. But I'm excited about seeing what everybody does. B.I., this is a guy who's been great throughout the year. We've seen what he did in the playoffs 2 years ago when we got in there. Trey, getting into rhythm. JV is always available. Herb is shooting 40, over 40 from three in his last 70 career games. He's shooting like 50 since December 1st. Obviously, I'm still here. I'm still going to do what I do. but I think our team is built to succeed as long as we're healthy, and I'm excited to see
see what happens going forward. Shout out to my guy Najee Marshall too, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Playing well. And Dyson, I hope you get healthy, man, and get back out there soon.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all of that with us, that kind of rare insight into your team. We really appreciate that. And we look forward to your matchup against the Timberwolves in the, in the postseason. NBA All-Star Weekend, it begins tonight here in Indianapolis. That's with the celebrity game. CJ, you pulling up to that? Because this should be entertaining. You got Coach Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, goodness.
Versus Coach Shannon Sharp. Don't worry, we hear that Stephen A.'s ankle is fine. He injured it in practice yesterday.
How did the coach injure his ankle?
You know what? We're going to find out with our coverage. It begins at 7 Eastern from Lucas Oil Stadium.
Oh, can't make this up.
Coming up, Steph Curry. I mean, he's faced some difficult contests throughout his Hall of Fame career, but is he staring at his biggest challenge yet this weekend? We discuss. That's next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The NBA created the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award. Abdul-Jabbar has long been committed to using his influence to engage on social issues to promote equality and fight discrimination. And in 2016, Kareem was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor.
Do you know who holds the record for the most points in a three-point competition?
Sabrina Ionescu, you bet!
I think I gotta challenge him.
Who I got?
You know, that's it. Great shooter of all time.
I'm pulling for Sabrina. She got the record, man.
I got Steph, the greatest ever for a reason.
Steph, greatest shooter in shooting history.
I got the Bay Area's finest Sabrina all day.
Better than Steph?
Yeah, oh yeah, all day.
I love Sabrina, but I've never been against Steph in
I said Steph first.
I want Steph. You got Steph like Sabrina, you can shoot, but Megan's the greatest.
And Steph kind of like disrespectful.
No, and he's an instigator. I'm sure he picked her.
So I went to Sabrina, but I'm going to go back to Steph. You know I like to switch.
It's now time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN. And everywhere we go in Indianapolis, people are just buzzing about the three-point contest between Steph and Sabrina. We just got to hear from some of the league's elite who they believe is going to walk away winner. Who you got?
I got Steph. I'm sorry, I got Steph. I'm not ever betting against the greatest shooter of all time.
I was with Sabrina this morning for the tech summit, and she looks locked in, she looks focused, she looks ready to go, and she is a great shooter in her own right, and I would be very surprised if she wins tonight.
that was a good preamble there. All right, two taken Steph. I feel like I have to take Sabrina just to be the contrarian here. I feel like all three of us can't take Steph Curry, so that's who we have. The question is, who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. New customers can receive $100 in bonus bets once they've placed their first sports
bet. There you go.
Look at
I was wondering when it was coming
fierce.
Up. Here. There you go.
I thought, I didn't know he was a model, too.
Oh, yeah. He's everywhere. He's an entrepreneur now, CJ. So I don't know who's going to win the three-point contest tonight, but I do know that all of the All-Stars who are here in Indianapolis, they receive one of these rings here that you can see, Director Kathy. So these rings are being handed out to the 24 players here. And there's 24 stones on this. This is a replica. Don't worry. Wow. Victor Solomon designed these rings, and we get to exclusively unveil them here on NBA Today. Looking pretty good.
Yeah, I might take that one.
Yeah, you might take that, but that's not the only thing that we have here. So I got some gifts for you guys here in Indianapolis, because it is snowing outside. Wait, this one might be bigger for Perk's head here, right? These are courtesy of Nothing But Knit. So local NBA fans here in Indianapolis, they have spent over 7,000 hours knitting these hats. And folks from the local women's prison, they actually put these
pieces on there. So it's really been a community effort to get these hats to you guys.
Well, guess what, Malik? I appreciate it. But I'm also bringing out some gifts as well.
Oh.
Yes, my brother, my OG, Bun B, he delivered Trill Burgers.
Oh.
And you know I'm not bringing anything that you can wear, but I'm going to bring something you can eat.
Oh, you want?
Trill Burgers, the H-Town way. And look, by the way, the trucks are out here. Food truck is out here in Indianapolis. Make sure you go get your Trill Burger. CJ. I need you to try. Let me hold it, because I didn't have one. Take a bite of it.
Well, thank you so very much. That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today.
Shout out,
Enjoy All-Star Weekend festivities, and we will see you on Monday.